wrong side to the slum. It was a dream, but now, alhamdulillah, it's a reality.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh. My name is Ishaq Mustaqim. My father is from Haiti, and my mother is from Switzerland, and I'm Muslim 2 years now. I was born in Montreal, and I grew up in Montreal. When I was a young kid, I was really good in school. Like, my mom, like, I'm sure my mom had, like, high hope in me, because I was his first kid, and I was a really good kid, really good grades in school and everything. Everything turned, changed while I was looking for happiness. I was only living with my mom and my stepfather, and I didn't really have a father figure. My stepfather was not a father figure, and my dad was not in my life. So I ended up being raised by the street. So at the age of like 13, 14 years old, I started looking like the other kids in school. And I saw them, like I saw the kids that were like taking drugs and drinking alcohol and going out with girls. I saw them like more happy than the other kids. So I started to wanted to be with them and try that stuff. So that's what I did. And hanging out with bad people end up to giving us like bad habits. So at the age of 15, I was so bad that they put me in like a juvenile jail. So I went to juvenile jail like for a few months. And after that, I didn't stop like doing bad things. I did so much bad things that they wanted me like to lock me down like for good. So I ran out from that juvenile jail. And after that, my mom had to send me back, like to send me to Switzerland. So I went to Switzerland to work for her brother, and I worked there for 3 months. But then again, I was alone there, but I put myself into a trouble that the police was looking for me, that I had to come back here to Montreal. And that was at the age of 17. At the age of 17, I cooled off. I stopped doing like bad things a little bit, because I was saying to myself, like, soon I will be 18, and soon, like, if I get caught, I will go to jail. But I don't know what happened with me. Like at 18, like I started back again, and they got me, and I went to jail for like 2 years. Before I went to jail, I learned that the happiness was into getting high, getting drunk, and getting with girls. But in jail, because jail is the school of crime, I learned that the happiness was into getting a lot of material things, a lot of money. And 2 years in that jail made me have a criminal mind. I didn't have a really criminal mind before, but that 2 years, like, that's what it did. And I was Christian before, but I was not praying. I was only praying like when I wanted something really bad, or when I was into problems. And that jail time was for me a problem. So I started reading the Bible and praying a little bit. And I don't know why, like somebody that I wasn't speaking with, he wasn't around like who I was hanging with. He just came and gave me the Quran, and he told me to read it. But at that time, like I was reading the Bible, and the Quran was not written the same way, so it didn't like touch me. So I just like give it back. After, when I got out from jail, I started my mission to get money. When I got out of jail is when I started chasing the money, getting after the money. And because I had no school, and the fastest way to get money was a criminal way, that's the way I went. And in every type of way to make money, any type of like bad thing you can think, I was in it, because really my plan was getting money. And I lived like, I don't know if it's a good thing, or if some people would say it's a good thing, some people would say it's a curse, because in my life, like, I achieved like most of my goals that I wanted. And for 10 years, like, I lived that life of like luxury, that life of power and respect. So because when I say this, like, people don't really understand, so I have to make a little bit like of explain a little bit. Like, when when I say like I had the things that most people, young and older, they would like to have, that I had in my life, they don't really understand, because everybody has his own perspective on like what is luxurious. So when we're talking about cars, Benzes, I had a few, BMW, Porsche, Viper, Hummer, Jaguar, Cadillac, like most of all the brands, like the big brands, that's the car that I had. Like houses, condos. But not like only like the cars, like normal, like the car, because when you buy a car, it's like to make you happy. But the thing is that happiness doesn't last. So right after, like, you have to suit up the car. But after, when the car is suited up, there's nothing else to do. So you buy another car. Me at one time, like, had like two cars, and I was renting out like other cars just to have another change, because like I was bored. I had a house and I was living in hotel suites. It cost me like $10,000 a week just for hotel suites. So the clothes, like just the clothing, like because like when you have money, like even the money, like change your style a little bit. Because before I was like, I was addressing like everybody, but after that I had to like buy suits, you know, like $3,000-$4,000 suits, you know. And I had like I was not really the type that was going like into clubs and partying. I didn't really like that. What I liked it more was really, because really I was on a mission, I really liked it more, like staying home, counting money, planning for other plans, you know. So when I got out into the club, was only like for money purpose. When we had like meetings, or like when they invite me, so they had to be like VIPs and everything. Because the thing is that most of the rappers, they want to be like gangsters, and most of the kids, they want to be like rappers, but those rappers, they want to be like the criminals. And at one time, that was the type of person I was. I was a person that really liked like to enjoy a good meal. So that's what I liked it most. Every day going to big restaurants, like the biggest restaurant of the cities, and eating on floors that most of you will never see, like floors that are not open to the public. So we eat like for like few thousand a meal, and that's nothing, because there's other people that's doing more, you know. So that was the type of life that I was living. And I lived like a millionaire life for like 10 years. But at the end, because all that doesn't come from nothing, you have to work a lot. And at the end, I was questioning myself, like, because when you have all that, and I didn't even find the happiness, like, even at one time, because I was in my house, that I rebuilt my complete house, like, I made a container, like, to come in front of my house, and I destroyed everything, like, throw out everything in the container, and I rebuilt everything, like, with the best of the material. But even after, I'm alone in my house, like, and I'm thinking, like, I'm not happy. Even if I drink the best of the alcohol, I'm not happy. So I was questioning myself, like, really badly. And it's then when sometimes, like, you go into, like, little, like, what we can call, like, depression. Because you're questioning yourself so much. And at the same time, like, because when you live that kind of life, it can't be good forever. So after 10 years, I got caught for a little thing, and I had a sentence of 11 months. So I went to jail for a few months, 9 months, and because I didn't, like, you don't do, like, the full sentence. Like, I went to jail for 9 months. So there, because of my criminal file, like, they put me, like, in a certain area, like, the maximum. And at that time, like, they put me, like, even, like, if I had, like, a good life, there's always, like, you always want more. So there's, like, always... I was looking up to other people still, you know? So, and they put me, like, in a wing with, like, those kind of people that had even more money, that was spending even more money. Like, they were talking, like, a lot of money. So, and we, it's not like anybody, like, we're talking just like that and you believe, like, you can read it in the newspaper. When something happened, like, it's in the newspaper. So, and they were talking about me like that. Even them, they were not happy. Even them, like, they wanted to change. So, really, all that made me even more, like, put in a position that I had, that I had to think about my life. And after, at the end of my sentence, I got in a jail, in a cell with a Muslim. And that Muslim brother started to talk to me about Islam. And really, now I was, like, because I was already questioning myself. So I was really interested about what he was saying. And what is a good thing for him, but a bad thing for me, he got released. But he told me he would send me the Quran, but maybe something happened because he never did. Like, not, I don't know if he never did, but I never received it. So after I got released, and I went back to my same life, you know? And I forgot everything about God, because when you know more into problems and you're not a Muslim, as soon as things go good, like, you forget God again. And while I was, like, doing my life, I met up with a woman, and that woman, she was Muslim, and her mom, she told me that I should look up into Islam. And it's then that I started doing my own research. So I was reading, like, books, and I read the Quran, and I was really surprised to find that in the Quran that they had, like, the same prophet that there was in the Bible. Even at a point that I didn't understood how Muslim will understand the Quran, because in the Bible they have, like, the beginning of the story, And the Quran just completed it. So, and I started to do my own research, like even like a lot I was researching, and the only problem that I end up having is like that, because as a Christian you have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and if you don't believe this you go to hell, and if you believe it you go to paradise, and I didn't want it to go to hell for nothing. Like it had to be the true religion, so I had to really make some research. And alhamdulillah, I found that Islam was the truth, and I made my shahada. So right after I took my shahada, 3 days after, my mom called me and told me that the police was looking for me. So I went to see my lawyers, and they told me that I should give myself in. So I went and I gave myself in, but for the first time, it was the first time I went into jail as a Muslim.
I'm here with my client Isaac, or known as Isaac Mushtakim, who is charged in Montreal with various offenses, particularly fraud, forgery, the use of forged documents. With regards to the fraud that my client is charged with, the amount of the fraud is $689,970.24. This would occurred in the year of 2006 over a three-month period between the months of May and September. But there's a different side to Isaac that we know and that we've come across. Since his arrest, since these events, Isaac has completely turned his life around. I mean, notwithstanding this criminal record, I mean, breaking and entering, conspiracy to commit a criminal act, robbery, assault, mischief, intentional impersonation, I mean, the list goes on and on. Notwithstanding all this, this individual has completely changed himself. He is no longer the person that he was when he was younger. He's married. He had a tough life. I mean, he grew up on the street. He grew up a life of crime and violence. That's no longer the person he is. He's married. He's a contributing member of society. He has a stable job. We have letters of recommendation from his employers. He's found religion. He's converted to Islam, and he's very observant of that. He commits himself to do charity work on a purely volunteer basis. No one has asked him to do this, and these are all signs of someone that has seen the process, seen that crime is not a life that he has chosen, and he has clearly indicated that he wants to be a contributing member of society, and that
advice. What advice have you got to Muslims and non-Muslims regarding Islam?
Well, because more that I, because before I never knew like Muslim people. If there was Muslim people around me, I didn't know, because they never talked to me about Islam. I really think that there was no Muslim around me. But now that I'm a Muslim and I'm just like hanging out with Muslim and seeing Muslim, there's a thing that really like get me sad, you know, is because me before I used to like a lot the tattoos, and on my head a tattoo get money. But more that I see little kids, like young kids, young Muslim, I realize that they have the same tattoo that I have, but not on their head, they have it on their heart. And they want to compromise their Islam for money, for like seriously, stupidity. Like I don't, and that get me like really sad that they don't know the value of what they really have. Because Islam gives me an happiness that like that everything that I had in my life, like all the money, the girls, because with a lot of money comes the girls, the money, the girls, the house, the condo, like all that life never gave me a happiness that I have today. A happiness that lasts. And for the non-Muslim, seriously, before, like I didn't know nothing. For real, me before, I will never thought I will be a Muslim. Never. Never. So seriously, like, what they're showing, like, in the media, because we all think, like, we think, like, Muslim is like crazy people with beard that want to blow themselves up. Like, I don't understand. Like, what you see in the media is not the real thing. Really, if you want to learn something, you open the book and you read. And before, I used to not read, never read. But seriously, when you read about Islam, it's the best thing that you can learn. And even if you're not interested about changing your religion or getting a religion, at least just read it for, like, education. Just read it so you know what they're talking about. Why so much people are turning into Islam? Why? You have to question yourself, like, because everybody has a brain. Maybe you believe there's a God or not. I believe there's a God, and a God, like, give us a brain, and the brain is to think. So I just ask you to think by yourself. Don't think, like, don't just follow what the media gives you. Like, think by yourself and read. Like, read the Quran. There's translation of the Quran in French, in English, in all the language. So just read, try to really learn about Islam, and don't look what the Muslims are doing, because that's a lot of people say, like, but I know a Muslim, a lot of Muslim, we're human beings and we all do mistakes, and there's a lot of Muslims that, like, there's only one Muslim, and that was a prophet that really, like, can live what the religion, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, like, that really, like, lived what the religion was teaching. But all the Muslim, most of the Muslim, even me, I'm not a perfect Muslim. We all try to be good. We all try, but you can't learn the religion by looking at me or hearing what I'm saying. So that's why I'm saying, go read the Quran and learn about Islam from its source. And I want to say Jazakallah khair to Roadside to Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.